You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Sunday, April 2nd, and it's time for another episode. Yep, my girl, me, and Kristen, according to Kristen.com. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
So we're going to talk The Originals.
Yes.
And I think you're pretty excited for this episode, huh?
I'm excited for every episode.
This one, but this one's a little weird, though, because you tweeted me. You're like, oh, we could do this. I'm ready. I can't wait. I'm so excited to talk about it. So this was Friday's episode, March 31st, The Originals, Hunter of Ruins, and we get a little backstory. We see a lot of father-daughter time.
Yes.
And then we see some sexy time.
That too.
So let's talk about sexy time. When Haley and Elijah do it, what was going through your mind? Well,
nothing.
Mike, I want to be Haley.
Well, yeah.
Of course. I was wondering when they were going to do it, because every time they're around each other, I was like, just get a room already.
I mean, but they have before.
I know, but you could just feel in the air. At first, I was like,
yeah,
I was like, is that an evil presence? No, that's just Elijah and Haley's stuff.
Sexual aura?
Yeah, just going off. You know, and I was just like, okay. So I'm glad. And then for me, I think it justifies. Is that the word I'm looking for? You know, I didn't think it was necessary to see Haley in her lingerie, but I will allow it.
You didn't like it? Haley doesn't do it for you?
You know.
If it was Rebecca?
Oh, no, hands down. Don't get me wrong. I like Haley. No, I was being sarcastic, Kristen. I was like, thumbs up. No, but hello, Rebecca. I would have probably fallen off the couch.
Oh my god!
And speaking of Rebecca and Cole leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about that.
I know, but I think Claire Holt is going to be on another show. I think that was the reason.
That was the reason. I mean, she could always pop up, but still, I just.
Oh, well, actually, I think she's going to be on two shows. I don't remember what they are right now, but I think they announced on Twitter that she's going to be on two different shows.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram. I was checking out some of her videos. I stalk her every once in a while. She doesn't know it, though, but...
Nothing wrong with that.
That's true. So, yeah, I'm a little depressed because I think definitely Rebecca added, you know, and Cole, too. He's just... I like him.
I know. He adds that douchey...
Yeah.
...attitude.
Yeah, so I was a little upset. I was like, So it sucked seeing them go. What'd you think about the backstory for Vincent?
Well, we talked about that last week, that we knew it was going to have something to do with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that was way darker than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought she was just coming back as a pissed off woman, but no, it's something more. And I'm just wondering what it is. It's obvious it likes children.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird.
Yeah, and it's just going to be, I mean, but maybe they're like the purest of the pure. You know,
true.
They're not tainted like yourself.
Whatever.
So yeah, now that, you know, and the thing that was funny was, is Vince is like, oh, I could do this. I mean, that was the one thing that irked me a little bit, is like this super natural evil. And then Vince is like, whoa, hold on. Summon him, finished. And I was like, wait a second. I thought this was supposed to be like, and maybe it was the spell of this dude.
What, when he helped the kids? When he helped heal the kids,
yeah.
Or before that?
Yeah, no, when he helped heal the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of quick. But then now I'm talking to you, I'm wondering, did he reverse a spell that was done by this dude that was there? Maybe that's what it was. I just felt like it was too easy. I don't know. And maybe,
I thought the same thing, because he was making such a big deal about it. And the way that him and his wife struggled to let go of all that dark magic,
right.
I'm like, for him to just say a few words and have them be okay. Now, I don't know.
Now that you and I are talking about it, maybe this supernatural evil darkness made it that easy because it wanted the kids to get help. Then, of course, you got the policeman that comes and slits the ambulance driver's throat.
Which I knew that was going to happen.
I didn't see that coming. I mean, once you hear his wife talking about how that it's all in the city and all in the people, and then I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. What are we dealing with here? But yeah, now I'm starting to see it. And then she starts talking about how it's in Vincent. It's been in Vincent.
Yeah.
It let Vincent go on purpose to use him later. I was like, maybe this has been this giant master plan. I just want to know what it is.
I know. It's really kind of creepy. Those kids kneeling there with those blue eyes. I was like, oh, my God.
And Hope, when Klaus is carrying her, and we'll get to them. And you see those snakes. So, I don't know. But I think my favorite part out of this whole entire episode was probably the times we got to see Klaus with Hope.
Yes. That's why I texted you.
Ah! You text me because you want to have a baby?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that ship has sailed.
Wow. Okay.
I raised my niece. I'm good.
All right. Got it. Guys, stay away from the BJ.
Well, no, not that.
Oh, my bad. Stay away from the uterus.
Those are different.
Different areas.
Subjects there. Okay. Yeah.
Got it. All right. So what'd you think? What was going through your mind?
I liked it because we always, when you think of Klaus, you don't think of him as a dad, and you definitely don't think of him as a good dad.
Right.
So seeing those few scenes of him with his daughter, I don't know, it showed a different side to him because he's still not weak because he's being a good dad.
Oh, no,
he's
no.
still Klaus.
No. And I think it actually intensifies even more. It's almost like a mother and her child.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Haley, she'll defend, but Klaus, he will rip your head off.
Yes.
I mean, it's a different kind of, I don't know. And, you know, being a dad myself, I was already, and watching it, I was like, oh, man, I feel bad for the person that comes and messes with Hope. This is not going to be good. And
what I like, too, is that, like you said, Haley will defend her and do whatever she can possible to keep her safe. But I think Klaus adds kind of a, like, an understanding of what Hope is going through because Klaus... Well, no, it wasn't Klaus. It was Cole, right? That was like witchy in the beginning.
Yeah, Cole was the witchy and then crossed over. But I know.
But I think Klaus understands what it's like to feel different and not really understanding the power that he has.
No, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with that. Yeah, I could see that where he can relate to Hope and everything. So, no, I think that's you hit it right there. For Klaus, yeah, it was just good. It was just cool to see because I was just like – and it was funny because every time they would come on, I'm like, oh, they're walking through the garden and they're talking about it, and then he healed the butterfly. And then we go to something else. I'd be like, no, go back to Klaus. I want to see – because it was just good to see him happy. And it was just a really good moment for both of them, you know. And
I liked when she gave him the paper so he could paint with her.
Yeah. No, I think – I don't know who this little girl is, but I like her. And she can heal butterflies. And so you know that means she's going to whoop some ass.
Yes.
So I can't wait. And now they're on the way to New Orleans, which, by the way, do you blame the Michelsons for like, hey, if this is a trap, you better be prepared? Or do you think, okay, you don't blame them?
No.
But did you see Marcel, though? Marcel, he wasn't a douche about the whole situation. He even said, do not let anything happen to Hope.
Yeah.
So I think you see his face when he was like, hello, that's pretty much your sister.
Yeah.
So I think as much as Marcel won't like to admit it or says he's glad he's not a Michelson, I think it's deep down that, I mean, that's his family.
Yeah, that's what we talked about that last week, too, that I think it's more of him not feeling accepted as opposed to just hating the Michelsons.
Right.
I don't think it's that he actually hates them, but I think he felt betrayed because Elijah did try to kill him.
I mean, he did. I mean, I think Elijah was like trying to dust something off his chest and maybe he just reached in too far. I don't know. Maybe he was choking. He was trying to perform the Heimlich. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, I think you're making sense there. And it's almost like the same thing. It's like, you know, Klaus never felt, you know, accepted by his father. you know, and then you have Marcel, never felt accepted by the Michelsons, you know, Hope not feeling, I mean, so everybody can, you know, everybody's got the same thing. If everybody would just have coffee, everybody's on the same boat.
Oh my God.
But no, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. They're going to New Orleans. So we'll see what happens. What did you think about Freya? Freya was like, this wolf's not getting away.
Right? I was like, did she just use magic on Haley? I was a little surprised that Elijah went against Freya with that situation.
I'm not.
I mean, and like I am because their whole like slogan is, you know, like family forever.
Right.
But I mean, he was defending Haley, and there really isn't a point for them to be doing that to that girl.
I know. It's just Freya being Freya. I think Freya is becoming, you know, I never liked Freya in the beginning. Then I started liking her. And then now it's starting to get to the point where I'm like, oh, now I know I don't like you. But I mean, I get it. I get it. Freya is looking out for the family.
Yeah.
No, hands down. You know, and I think if it was a different situation, I think Elijah would have Freya's back. But I think it's like, hey, we don't need all this, you know. And right now, Elijah's trying to move forward and, you know, get in with the goodies with Haley.
Literally. You know, I think Freya handled that situation wrong, though, because the girl, when that girl said the thing about her healing, that she slowed down the healing process and something about whatever, organisms, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
To me, when she was saying that, I was like, they're going to use her method, whatever she learned, to heal Marcel so that he doesn't have that bite anymore.
Right.
But then Freya is saying they're going to use it to kill Marcel. And I'm like, why do you have to kill him, though?
Yeah. Well, because I think Freya looks at Marcel as a threat. Like, if we can't fix him, we got to kill him, because if he bites any of my family, they're dead.
Yeah.
So I get it. I just think Freya's just, she's a boyfriend. I think that's what it is. She needs a man. She built up a lot of frustration there. Freya seems mad all the time.
I know, she does.
I mean, Cole, he's just a smart ass. So you look at him, you're going like, yeah, that's Cole. But Freya just seems, if I was sitting there, I'd be like, Freya, go to the quarters and zoom.
Yeah, she was kind of being a bitch about Hope, too.
Yeah. So I don't know what her deal is. I don't know. I'm a little worried. But then you never know. The super evil forces that are out there, how do you know they're not messing with her freaking head?
True.
So, but I really enjoyed this stuff. And if you noticed, I'm sure you agree with me, but every episode's getting better and better.
Yes.
Now, this one here was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think next week's going to be interesting. I saw some, like, four little kids in a cocoon. I don't know if they're dead or if they're sacrificing them, but something with Vincent. And then Marcel, I saw Marcel and Klaus sitting in a circle.
Yes, I saw that too.
Oh, man, it's going to be good.
I'm like, oh, my God, they're next to each other. They have to be doing something to help Hope.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's the only thing that's going to bring them back together.
Yeah, and it's definitely got, I mean, they both have that power. Because Marcel is the next level and Klaus is the next level. And then bam, and then, oh, yeah, it's going to be good. And I can't wait because I really want to see Klaus just rip people's heads off that mess with Hope.
Well, that, and I'm so excited to see what kind of power Hope has, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows. But if she can cure butterflies, you know she can whoop ass.
Yes.
Say, I'm done now. I got to go to work. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to be like, guys, did you see it? The originals are going to be like, shut up. I'm like, damn it.
What is that?
I know. What is that, originals? But hey, tonight, the extended season finale of The Walking Dead. Oh,
yes.
I know, original fans. I know you're probably like, what? Or some of y'all are like, yeah, but we're excited for that. All right. So, Kristen, are we done?
Yes.
All right. So you can be found where at?
According to Kristen.com and on Twitter and Instagram at @ThisIsKristen_.
Sweet. And you definitely got to send a shout out to your peeps, the originals / vampire peeps.
Yes. The originals AAF. That's their website address and their Twitter handle.
Yeah, I'm looking at their website right now. Dude, I thought that you and I were fans.
Yeah, they are diehard.
These fools are like hard, is like hardcore fans. Like they got like tons of information, videos, forums. So if you're a fan of that, just like she said, the originals, AAF.com. man, they got a lot of, man, we're like, yeah, we're like little minions.
We're slacking when it comes to that.
Yeah, we're just fans of the show. We're not, yeah, I'm a little jealous here because somebody likes Rebecca more than I do. What's going on with that? All right, so that's it for us. If you want to check out my stuff, iwatchmike.com is my blog. Everything is there, my Snapchat, the podcast, all our podcasts. If you scroll up to the top, you'll see our podcasts. We do the originals and other ones. And what else? Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. And I think that is it. If you want to find us on iTunes, we're available on iTunes, Talking the Originals. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there, but everything's on the blog. So go check that out. And that is it. Me and Kristen will be back next week. Don't forget Friday nights, new episode of the original airs. And then we'll be back either Saturday or Sunday to talk, you know, our feelings and see, yeah. Man, I want to see
how much more awesome the show gets.
Oh yeah. Say goodbye, Kristen.
Bye.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.